And on stage three, the Pride of St. Paul, Corvettes.
For the orphanage.
That means, Mr. LaShotte, you're the Cobra.
Sorry, baby, it's just business.
All this time it was you.
Pretty and smart. What a shame.
Razzle dazzle!
Autumn, Crystal, bad news. Corvette was working for the Cobra. But fear not. He will pay.
Check your gait. Checking.
Well, let me give you a hand.
Oh, thank you. Billy Bean, it was so great working with you.
Oh, well, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much.
Oh, sweet.
Take care.
You too.
All right, that's a series wrap for Corvette. Let's hear it for Nikki.
Well done, Rob.
Well done,
Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Nikki.
Brilliant, Nikki. As always.
You know, you don't need to die. We can bring you back next season.
How?
Well, we could say that Corvette was wearing a bulletproof vest. Bulletproof breast.
Look, I'm just a guest star, and we all know what happens to guest stars.
Now that your work's done here, I suppose you'll be leaving Sydney and heading back to L.A.
No, I'm not leaving Sydney. I love you.
I love you, too.
Son of a bitch.
All right, come on, let's go one more.
You said best out of five.
Well, now we're going best of seven.
You okay?
What happened? The hell'd she say?
I don't know.
Just get her some water. Get help.
What are you doing? Get moving.
Dude. Nikki's dead.
Where's Nikki?
Frittata is amazing.
Mm-hmm. My new chef. He's fantastic.
Paolo, come in here.
Yes, sir.
Paolo, my boy, you have a new fan. I'd like you to meet Nikki.
The food is amazing.
You're too kind. Secret is the shaved truffles. Luckily for you, they're in season.
You know, you should ask for a raise.
Excuse me.
He just came to Sydney. Heard I was hiring and showed up at my office every day until I gave him the job. Apparently back home. He's the Wolfgang Puck from Brazil.
Wow.
Here. Try one of these homemade rolls. Please, please do.
Oh, it's beautiful. Howie, you shouldn't have.
I realize, of course, it's not a ring. Not yet. But when my wife...
Paolo? Paolo!
He's gone.
I would have loved it if you could have figured out a way where I didn't have to eat the same food as him.
So nobody else knows about this thing.
Everything in here is way off the books.
What?
Ashes are evidence, Paolo. We poisoned him. Let's not poison ourselves. Frickin' dazzle.
What happened?
You don't know. She's got no gunshot wound, no knife wound, no polar bear bite, nothing.
Maybe it was something she ate.
Maybe she was poisoned.
We should check the food supply to see if anyone else is sick.
She's got gunk under her fingernails. Where'd you find her?
Right here. She stumbled out of the jungle, face planted, said something like plywood, and...
Actually, I think she said power lines.
Who the hell knows what she said? She was 5 seconds from dying. She's probably seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Paolo lies. That's what she said. Paolo lies, not power lines. Paolo lies.
Who the hell's Paolo?
Paolo's her husband or boyfriend or whatever. They live down the beach.
Well, where the hell is he? Because if he lies, that might be a good place to start.
British expat Howard L. Zuckerman, the creative force behind such hit shows as Exposé, Strike Team Alpha, and Dr. Kincaid Esquire, was found dead in his palatial Sydney estate from heart failure.
Are you chewing gum?
Nicotine gum.
Quit.
A toast to our new life together.
Cheers. There's nowhere to sit. No tables, no chairs, nothing. Good call, Boone.
Do you want me to just grab a chair from the restaurant?
No, forget it. Let's just leave. You already screwed us out of seats in first class. Why would you be able to find them here?
Hey, can I have this chair, please?
Yep. Be my guest.
Boone, let's just go.
Thanks anyway.
Boone.
I'm coming, Shannon.
If you quit flirting with random guys, maybe we could actually get on the plane. Promise me we'll never end up like them.
Survive? Look at me. Am I okay? Am I okay? Hey, do you have a pen? Hey, does anybody have a pen?
Baby, look at me. Look at me. Where's the bag?
What?
The bag. Hello, where is it?
I'm telling you, this is the trail.
What do you know about tracking?
Well, I know what a footprint is.
Over here.
Whoa.
I'm guessing that's Paolo.
He's just like Nicky, no wound, nothing.
Itching go she way there.
Yeah, I know.
Why are his pants undone? Why is his shoe in that tree?
Maybe he stepped on something.
You see something? Sawyer?
Nothing.
No!
Don't.
Dude, what are you doing?
Two people are dead. You ever think they might have been poisoned?
That's evidence. You're messing up the crime scene.
Crime scene? Their forensics hatch I don't know about?
Stop.
Monster.
How many times do I have to tell you there's no such thing as monsters?
Maybe it was a dinosaur.
It's not Jurassic Park, Paolo. It's the South Pacific.
Then what was it? You saw the trees move.
Would you start focusing? We've been here for 6 days, okay? The Coast Guard is going to get here any second, and I really don't think that they're going to take... Hey, you know what? I'm looking for my script back as an excuse for not getting on the rescue boat.
Okay, okay.
Hey, did you guys lose your luggage? Yeah, I lost mine, too. I found some other stuff, though. So if you need anything, pants or sweatshirt, I can help you find some that fit. I'm Ethan, by the way.
Hi, I'm Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
And this is Paolo.
Hi, Paolo.
And you are so sweet, Ethan, but actually we're not looking for clothes. Yeah, see, Paolo here lost his nicotine gum.
Ouch. You might have more luck looking inland.
In the jungle.
The plane split apart when it was over the island, so some of the stuff might have rained down in there.
Boone! Boone took the water!
Got out of here, no one would have understood.
What is going on?
Someone had to take responsibility. 40 would have never left.
Shut up! Hey,
come
leave
on.
Him alone!
It's been 6 days. We're all still waiting for someone to come. We have to stop waiting. We need to start figuring things out. Now, I found water. Fresh water up in the valley. I'll take in a group at first light. If you don't want to come, then find another way to contribute. Because every man for himself is not going to work. But if we can't live together, we're going to die alone.
I'm with Jin. It's the monster.
Yeah, because that makes the most sense.
It does. Locke said when Echo died, his last words were, "You're next." And Nicky and Paolo were with him. He was talking about them.
He wasn't saying you're next about them. He was saying you're next as in you're all next.
Yeah, that's not really better.
All right. So here's how I see it. We want to know what happened. We got to find out whatever we can about these Jabonis.
Jabonis?
Nina and Pablo.
Dude, show some respect. You know their names. It's Nicky and Paolo.
Whatever you are. Where's their tent?
We better get some shovels.
Hey, Dr. Art.
Oh, hi.
You're a scientist, right?
And an educator, yes.
what are you doing with all this stuff?
Oh, well, since we've got here, I've discovered 20 new species. I'm going to be the next Charles Darwin. Latrodectus regina. Very dangerous. They call her the Medusa spider. Her pheromones are very strong. One whiff, and every male of the species would be here in seconds. Not unlike you, I guess.
So you're probably too busy to help me then.
No, not at all. I'm fine. I can help you. What can I do you for?
Well, I'm trying to find my luggage, and since the plane broke apart over the jungle, I was wondering if you knew about trajectories and stuff.
Do I know about trajectories? Allow me to draw you a map, madam.
Are you sure we should be listening to a high school science teacher?
Junior high, and yes. What's your problem with Leslie, anyway?
Leslie?
You're jealous.
Of him? Never.
Yeah, his spiders turned me on so much, I had to sleep with him to get the map.
I wouldn't be surprised. You slept with Zuckerman.
I did that for us.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't trust that guy. We should have gone to Ethan. He would have helped.
I will look.
Another plane. Looks like it's been here a while.
Go up there. Maybe there's a radio or something.
Are you insane? If I go up there, that thing's gonna fall.
You're not gonna fall.
What? You want him to die? Come on. Let's keep going.
Where's that? Carry-on bag fell from the sky, opened a manhole, crawled inside, and closed the doors behind itself? You don't want to climb up to a plane, but
yeah.
Now you want to climb down a ladder into a dark tunnel. I don't think so.
Hey, man, be careful.
Why? They don't live here anymore.
So, son, check the food.
They're eating the same as us and no one else is sick. Could be a virus.
Dude. Monster.
Creepy. They collected bugs?
I think these were arches. Collected all kinds of different creepy crawlies before he exploded.
They must have been friends.
Expose.
Did you just say expose?
Yeah.
What the hell's expose?
One of the most awesome hour of television ever. It's like Baywatch, only better. It's about Autumn and Crystal, two strippers that solve crimes with the help of their suave, smooth-talking club owner, Mr. Lashad.
How'd I miss that one?
Check it out. Through the cast list, Nikki Fernandez. That's got to be what she was in Australia. This must have been her big break.
Certainly sounds like it.
No way. Mr. Lashad was the Cobra?
Is that supposed to mean something?
Dude, the Cobra's this big bad guy. His identity's been shrouded in mystery for 4 seasons. They had a walkie-talkie?
Every damn one of those bastards on the other side of the island had one exactly like this hanging from their belts.
So how did Nikki and Paolo get one?
I'll tell you how. They were working with the others.
What gives you the right?
Have to understand, we thought it was best for everybody.
I'm sorry, you my mother? Because she knows what's best for me. Other than that, I decide.
Hey, what's going on?
Kate and her two boyfriends found a case of guns that fell out of the plane, but they decided they didn't really need to tell the camp.
Look, the case is locked. The key is around Jack's neck, all right? I promise you they're safe.
You're all out of control. The pigs are walking.
Huh?
The pigs are walking!
So, where did you say you found that case?
It's just water, Paolo. Stop being such a wuss and dive in.
Why me?
Well, as you had no trouble reminding me, I slept with Howie Zuckerman. So the least you could do is go for a swim, and Kate said they found the case on the bottom.
Let me ask you something.
What?
If you didn't need me to find that bag, would we still be together?
That bag is worth $8 million. Dive in, Paolo.
Just dead bodies.
Okay, so they had a walkie-talkie. You think they were working with the others? Like how?
Like Michael?
If that's the case, then why'd they kill Nikki and Paolo?
Who knows why those people do anything? What matters is they could be out there right now waiting to get us.
I don't know, dude. I was with the others like 2 weeks ago. They're on a total other side of the island.
Then who dragged me into the jungle? The others came into our camp. They grabbed me, put a bag over my head. And if I hadn't gone away, they would have killed me.
Look, y'all stay here. Let me see if I can see any sign of them. I'll do a perimeter sweep.
Where'd you get the gun?
Got it off one of them.
And when were you gonna let us know?
I guess right now.
What exactly is a perimeter sweep?
Shouldn't we cover them up?
Yes, of course.
Nice night. What you doing?
Nothing.
It looks like you're digging a hole. Every man's entitled to his secrets, Paolo, but can I give you a piece of advice?
Please, John.
You should put the shovel away and save yourself some trouble.
Why is that?
Things don't stay buried on this island. The beach is eroding. Winter's coming, high tide. Whatever it is you're hiding, make sure you pick a spot that won't wash away. See you back at camp.
Is that him? Shepard?
Yes.
He's cute. Why are we doing this? Shepard will never agree to do the surgery.
No, I can convince him to do it.
How?
Same way I get anybody to do anything. I find out what he's emotionally invested in, and I exploit it.
So, what? We just grab all three of them, Ford and Austin, too?
No, they need to come to us.
And how do we make that happen?
Michael, of course.
Are we done here? This place gives me the creeps.
Desmond, you hear about what happened to Nikki and Paolo?
Aye, tragic.
So, do you know anything?
What do you mean?
Can you, use your psychic powers?
Doesn't work like that. I only see flashes.
No offense, dude, but as far as superpowers go, you're just kind of lame. Thanks anyway.
I do know she was with your mate this morning.
My mate?
I saw her with your boy Sawyer. The dead girl, Nikki.
You said you didn't know her.
And why was she yelling now?
Yelling?
Aye.
At Sawyer this morning.
Right before she died.
We saw Sawyer and Nikki fighting. That doesn't prove anything.
Look at the facts and ask yourself. Why is Sawyer so gung-ho about investigating this? What's in it for him? He pretended he didn't know their names, but then he was fighting with Nikki.
Sawyer's not a murderer. He went all the way across the island to help Michael. It is the others. I know what they can do.
Okay, you know what? I'll go get Desmond. He'll tell you exactly what he saw.
Son?
It was me.
What?
It was me who took you. Not the others. It wasn't myself. After Locke hit me, he humiliated me. Sawyer told me I could get even by helping him steal the guns. We just made it look like the others. I didn't mean to hurt you. Sorry.
Hey, everybody. We're heading out to the Pearl Station. There's a computer there that might help us find our people. Anybody want to come along?
I'll go.
Great.
What?
Anybody else want to come? Meet us at the tree line in 10 minutes and bring water.
You're not serious.
What? You always whine about not being included. Now's your chance.
Hey, guys. What are these other TVs for?
Sorry? The toilet still works.
Give me the gun.
hell are you talking about?
Give it to me.
They ain't even loaded.
Then how are you sweeping the perimeter? Quit lying, dude. Desmond saw you fighting with Nikki this morning.
Oh, I see what this is. Villagers have got themselves some torches.
Did you kill them?
No. No, I didn't kill them. Yeah, me and Nikki went at it this morning. Because she wanted a gun.
Why didn't you tell us this before?
Because of dirt under her nails.
What?
She was digging. And when we found him, I saw a fresh mound of dirt. She was burying something. If you take the time to dig a hole right before you die, then what you're hiding is probably pretty damn good.
What was it? What does she hide?
Go ahead, take them. Because whatever happened to those two, I had nothing to do with it.
Did you know Thanksgiving was 2 weeks ago? We missed it, Paolo, just like we're gonna miss everything.
You're going to find us. We'll get rescued. You'll see.
Okay, where did this sudden burst of optimism come from?
I know, I guess. It's how we look at things. Like the bag. I mean, maybe not finding it was good for us.
How do you figure that?
Look what it did. Might have torn us apart.
Yeah.
Wait here. I'm gonna get us some breakfast.
Okay, I know you have them. Give me a gun.
I don't have the guns. A-team took them all.
Right, except for the ones you kept for yourself.
Even if I had a gun, I wouldn't give it to you. Judging by the fire you're breathing, I got a feeling no good would come of it.
Sawyer, give me a gun.
I got a better idea, sister. How about you go stick your head in the ocean and cool yourself off?
Thanks for nothing.
And who the hell are you?
Thanks for nothing.
Charlie told me it was your idea to kidnap me.
You gonna tell Jen?
No.
Why not?
Because then we'd have to dig another grave.
Why you give me these?
Because they're worthless here.
See, I thought I was going to get out of this without a lesson.
Nikki and Paolo. I guess we didn't really know you very well.
And it appears you killed each other for diamonds. But I know there are good parts to you, too. You're always nice to me. And you're a member of the camp. And I really loved Exposé. Okay, then.
Goodbye.
Wait. Rest in peace, Nikki.
We're almost there. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I found the diamonds, Paolo.
What? Where?
Right here. Give them to me.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? What's this? Your nicotine gum? You wanted to stop looking for the bag because you'd already found it. I know you have them, Paolo, so where are they?
Calm down, okay? What the hell is that? Oh! Are you out of your mind?
You remember Dr. Art's friend. Did it bite you? Does it hurt? He told me why they call it the Medusa spider. Want to know why?
What did you do?
Because one look from Medusa would turn anyone to stone. Just like one bite from the spider will paralyze you. For about 8 hours. It won't kill you. It'll just slow your heart rate down to the point where even a doctor would have a hard time hearing it beat. You won't be able to move a muscle, so I'll be able to do all sorts of nasty things to you. And since it bit you on your neck, I'd say paralysis will happen fast. I'm guessing that you have the diamonds on you. Huh? In a shoe, maybe? I think I know where. Son of a bitch.
Sorry.
I'm only sorry because you got caught.
I was afraid of losing you. If you found the diamonds, you wouldn't need me anymore.
Okay.